Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 20th of November, and therefore day 20 of Napod Promo, and day 20 of the Creativity X project. I'm getting bored of saying all that. Anyway, it's the day after Spotlight. We've not had many assignment entries for Spotlight yet, so I hope there's still got a few more coming. Your assignment for today sort of follows on from it. As I said yesterday, I'm going to ask you to do a little bit of playing around with light, because I want you to really become aware of where light is coming from and what it's doing around your subject and to your subject and how it's reflecting off your subject. So so your assignment for today is backlight. And what I'd like you to do is find a subject that is backlit. Now, that could mean in daylight, but with light coming from behind. That will be a challenge if you're shooting with a camera phone, because you'll tend to find that you lose contrast and detail on the front of the subject if you've got a strong backlight behind it. An SLR will tend to do a better job with that, and you can quite often bring a lot of detail back. So, for example, if somebody's facing you with the sun behind them, which is a situation I explicitly told you should avoid yesterday, that can sometimes give a great effect. It can also give some wonderful lens flares if you fancy having a go at that. But backlight is a challenge for camera phones. They tend to have a problem with that. So that's one way of doing backlight. Another way of doing it is to literally put a light behind something and make your own man-made light behind something and use it as a rim light, which, if you look at the cover art for this audio boo, you can see I'm sat looking at my screen, and the light from the screen is lighting up the edge of my hair, so you can see the shape of my head just by the silhouette it casts on the screen and the rim light or hair light that it throws in my hair. So that's another great way of doing a backlit photograph. Lots of opportunities to use backlight to separate people from the background. So that's really the main purpose of a rim light like that, is to sort of show the edge of something and give it a bit of separation from the background. So that's your assignment. Backlight is your assignment for today. As usual, upload to Google+, tag it with CreativityX, and I will comment on as many as I can. Shout-outs for today go to Georgina Allen, Jen Thorpe, and a big special shout-out to Will Kay, who posted some images for the Sense of Place assignment that I thought were... They went beyond mere assignment entries. You should definitely go and have a look at Will Kay's stream, or whatever you call it, on Google+, and look for his photographs of the border wall at Tijuana. They will teach you something about Tijuana. He set out to show us a particular thing, and to show us a contrast between the fence on the Mexican side and the fence on the American side, and just to teach us a little bit about the people just by looking at the wall. And that, you know, that goes beyond a mere assignment entry. That actually, because he thought about what he wanted to show us, he found a way to show it to us, he took the pictures and posted them. That's intent. And in my book, intent equals art. So what you made there, Will, is actual art. You should be proud of those pictures, because, as I say, they teach us something about what's going on at that part of the world and what the people there are like and what this means to them. So I loved those pictures. They were great, and they really, and you need to read the description that goes with them to get the most out of them. So well done, Will, for potentially having made the first actual art of the Creativity X assignments. Thanks everybody for joining, and I will catch up with you tomorrow. Bye bye.